The Great Hyperspace War had been one of the darkest times in the history of the Sith. Under the leadership of Naga Sadao, they had invaded the newly discovered Republic, seeking to conquer it as they had conquered every other civilization they had encountered. But despite their early victories, they had quickly lost ground. The Republic hadn't just defeated the Sith fleets, they had annihilated them. And then the Jedi had pursued the fleeing survivors across the galaxy, nearly hunting the Sith to extinction. The decisive actions of the Emperor had saved them. He had led the remaining Sith into the unexplored regions of the galaxy, a decades-long flight that ended only when they rediscovered and reclaimed Dromund Kaas, their long-lost ancestral home. Fortunately, the Republic and the Jedi had never found them here, a small stroke of luck that had allowed the Empire to survive. Over the next centuries, the Sith slowly rebuilt what they had lost. They began to expand their empire again. They conquered newly discovered worlds and sectors on the far fringes of the galaxy, far beyond the borders of Republic-explored space, safely hidden from the ever-vigilant Jedi Order. Every Sith knew the story. It was taught to them at an early age. And while the official stance was that the Empire was slowly gathering its strength to one day strike back at their enemies, the truth was far different. Scourge and Nyriss both understood the folly of that path. They understood that the Empire could survive only as long as the Jedi remained unaware that the Sith still lived. If the Emperor was really planning to attack the Republic again, he would be repeating the mistakes of Naga Sadao. He would start a war they couldn't possibly win. And this time, the Jedi would not stop until they had wiped the Sith out completely.
"You're lying," Scourge insisted. "Attacking the Republic makes no sense. The Emperor is not a fool."
"No," Nyriss admitted. "He is no fool. He is arrogant. He is powerful. And he is mad."
She looked directly at Scourge.
"Some of us on the Dark Council learned of his plan. To save the Empire, to save our entire species, we formed an alliance, vowing to work together to bring the Emperor down."
"Was Darth Zedrix part of this alliance?"
"He was."
"Yet you betrayed him."
"He became a necessary sacrifice for the cause."
"If he was your ally, why did he have to die?"
"If the Emperor suspected the members of the Dark Council of allying against him, he would kill us all. We had to take steps to protect ourselves. To throw off suspicion, we had to distance ourselves from the separatists who openly opposed the Emperor."
"That's why you staged the fake assassinations against yourself," Scourge said. "If the separatists were targeting you, the Emperor would be less likely to suspect you were working with them."